Menschen. Glotze an. Krieg und Frieden kotzen dich an. Ich glotze von Ost nach West. So für vier. Ey, ich kann mich an die entscheiden. Ist alles so schön bunt. Ich glotze TV. 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 Ich glotze TV.
Wow.
Ask a Spaceman radio show, which has been on Mutant Radio for several years now. And actually, this is the first time I'm talking on the radio show, so wish me good luck. We have DJ Sotofet as a guest for today. We don't have any pre-planned program prepared for you, but we'll browse through our record backs and talk about different things as we go along. We'll be right back.
Good evening, I'm DJ Sodfed, here on Mutant Radio, Tbilisi. So I'm invited by Mr.
Hope
from the Vodcast crew. So a little backdrop for the reason I'm here. I'm here because I was honored to be invited by the 4GB crew to play on the festival. But as we know, that got cancelled.
Yeah, but you're still here?
Maybe you can introduce to the people that are outside here why it was cancelled.
Yeah, it was just, it's not a proper situation to celebrate. It was not a time for celebration for reasons that that we are in the process of protest in the country. So pretty much everyone is on the streets. So it was not the time to do it.
Yeah, because literally everybody is on the streets, and it's quite unique and special to see it in real time, I have to say. So I'm very happy to have had the possibility to come, even though I couldn't play.
Yeah, it was. We were there today, and you saw it with your own eyes. So it's interesting times. Yeah,
it's interesting times, and for a moment, I would say all eyes on Georgia, at least for a moment, before we continue with everything else. But today it's going to be a little bit more about music also, because that's why we get together, and that's also very important. We don't have to undermine that. So we're going to play a couple of tracks that we did not play in the store yesterday.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah,
because we had a really long session in the store yesterday. It's the longest in-store session ever, I heard.
We only have one bag.
I only have one bag, and we're going to try to play the stuff I didn't play, but we're going to move slowly into what I played. Then it's going to be pretty cool tonight.
Yeah. I will also, time to time, put some records.
And we're going to start with this new Echo of Mania track that I have made and kind of produced and dubbed for Jimmy Tender and Echo of Mania. Just remember Echo of Mania, and this is a digital for dub. We're going to figure out the rest later.
sort of that, playing some tracks. The previous one was quite smooth. Thanks for that. It was a really nice track. So you're not here for the first time. You've been here a number of times and played in different places. Can you talk about that? How was the experience throughout the years?
Georgia in Western Europe has a really good reputation for having like, extremely good parties. And before I went there, I heard about this being like the absolute shit when it comes to clubbing. I mean the good shit. And it had such a good reputation. And then you end up going here. And I came quite early, maybe 2018. Was that the first time? Okay, yeah, that was later than I thought actually, because I've been there so many times. So we have many shared memories, but the intensity the first time I was here was exactly one-to-one with the reputation, and that never happens. That was the clubbing experience here was always intensely good, and it was very similar to what I believe the people in the 90s in the Europe experienced. That's what I can say from my generation. And that kept on going, and then it was kind of more fragmented after a while, the last years, which happens everywhere in Europe.
Pandemic. Okay.
Yeah, sure, then you had that, but you know, that can also be healthy to shake off shit a lot, and then people have to think again, and maybe that was healthy for some, and maybe it's very bad for some, but it happened, and we have to think about it as a, you know, part of the progression. So there was even more fragments, and now I think it's a little bit more community vibes again.
Yeah, that's also how I see it. But what was a night to remember throughout these years?
A night to remember. It was fantastic to play the first time with my brother when we played till the early morning, and it was really, really fun. It was fantastic, and it was much deeper than I expected. And it was that morning sunrise craziness that we all want to do, and it actually happened. And we played till it was bright again, and that was fantastic. Outside all night. From like completely packed to more like a Ibiza thin crowd. It was very beautiful. But I mean, we played there so many times. I also like the horror room set that I did solo. The one where you could mix this Detroit stuff, this kind of music. This is why I played it, because I really like your club scene, because you can play this kind of music that we hear in the background now. And when this stuff rocks the floor, then you know you have the place you want to play. And here you can play that very, very, very good Armand van Helden track, Mother Earth, which is incredible. It's on the Too Future For You album, and it's a full side cut on the album and on 12-inch. It sounds so incredible. It's one of his deepest, best tracks, and that was like a big anthem for me here. And he has this kind of like vibey techno vibe too. So Tbilisi as a techno city never disappointed me. For me, the house I play is Direction Techno. There's many people in my scene that are more disco. I'm always Direction Techno. I play disco as a techno DJ. I don't play techno as a disco DJ. So I have this techno element, and this is why I like being here, because people fucking love techno here, and you know, that's a share love at least.
I remember when you played a techno set at Bassiani. It was one of the best techno sets I ever listened to. Yeah, it was quite.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't get your question, but yeah, that was cool.
It was not a question. Just remember, because we were going through those nights. A couple of years ago, and then you also. It was really good. No, it was Vodka's night. Yes. Yankee played, it was 100% techno. It was really interesting. So it was just a compliment, sorry about that. I think, yeah, What do you do now, musically? What should we expect? Records coming out,
Very clubby stuff, kind of. I wouldn't say this direction, I wish, but yeah, sure, this direction between techno and house, quite like dub techno-ish, very DJ type records. I played and I also do this afro dub stuff that we heard from Echo Mene, reggae afro dub that is with a Jimmy Tenor, more than 1 foot from Jimmy Tenor involved. I love the really super organic dub stuff, and I'm also really in this clubby KMS style level or dub techno.
When is it coming out?
There's a new record out now, it's already a podcast, the Vania MK2 and soonish. We just picked tracks for an album cut to make an album, and I also have the 4-track EP. So we're just gonna finish labels and albums, cover, and then put it out. That in my world that can be 1 month and it can be 5 years, but you know, let's hope for 2 months. Jimmy's really keen, so he's on the case. I'm also a little bit on the case, but I have a few other 12 inches coming out too that are more Vania style techno, like here.
Nice, more music then.
Yeah, I can just play one of the new Echo Vania tracks from the album. There's a brand new mix that Jimmy made, and it's an incredible mix. When he gave it a bit of a dub push in the sonic direction, it sounds incredible. So we're gonna jump from techno to dub a little bit, but be prepared, you can handle it. So next up is Echo Mania, and the track is called Kwame Nkrumah. There's a 7-inch out already. It's at Vodcast, but this is an album version, and that's fucking super sick.
Boy, oji shishi jeka na gwe Moko 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 nyebo Uchabo dake da
Don't